we have normal diplomatic and trade relations with China and with Vietnam, against which we fought a very bloody and dramatic war, but not with Cuba. I mean, it's just, it's irrational. It really is. It's a matter of, it's a psychosis.
The audience consists mostly of scientists from various institutions in the U.S., Cuba, and Mexico. Smith says relations have been so bad that the U.S. government spurned Cuba's offer to help in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
After Hurricane Katrina, as the Cubans all know, Cuba indicated that it was prepared, to had their backpacks on, and were ready to travel. Some 1,500 emergency specialists who could go to the United States and give assistance after Hurricane Katrina. And the George Bush administration, of course, said we didn't need them. All you had to do was look at the scenes of destruction in New Orleans to know that we most certainly did need them.
This is the first time the Tri-National Initiative has met in the U.S. The group's aim is to share research on one very big thing that Mexico, the U.S., and Cuba have in common, the Gulf of Mexico. Since 2007, the consortium has held conferences in Mexico and Cuba, but Environmental Defense Fund lawyer Daniel Whittle says holding one stateside had, until now, proven challenging.
Back in 2007, it was virtually impossible to get the U.S. State Department to issue visas for Cubans to come to the United States. The policy was simply not to issue visas, so it was too complicated and too expensive.
He says things have gotten a little easier in recent years, but relations between the U.S. and Cuba aren't exactly where they should be, given that the Cold War ended nearly a generation ago. Whittle says the BP oil disaster starkly demonstrates the need for collaboration among the three countries.
The BP oil spill highlighted the fact that problems in one country can affect and threaten another country, and for several weeks, Cuba was under direct threat from the oil spill, and so that highlights the need to work together to share information, to be prepared.
He adds that the spill shows there's another reason to start talking to Cuba, which may start producing oil in less than a year.
It's imperative that we work together. It's in our best interest that we share information. And in Florida, commercial fishing is a very important industry. And unless Cuba does its part in protecting fish populations, our fishermen in Florida will suffer as a result, and vice versa.
Larry McKinney of Corpus Christi-based Heart Research Institute said Cuba could learn from two countries that have experienced major oil spills as a result of drilling in the Gulf.
If you knew anything about Ixtoc and you watched deep water, the parallels were just amazing as the whole process went through. How the oil companies responded, tried to respond to stopping the spill, many of the biological impact, and I think those will still be reflected there. But the disconcerting or the disappointing point for me of Ixtoc is that obviously we didn't learn anything over that 30-year period after, because we had no improvements in what we could do, how we could respond, either technically, or we weren't even better prepared to make biological decisions.
Luis Barreras, a scientist with Cuba's Ministry of Science, Technology, and Environment, probably would not have been able to participate in this week's consortium had this been 2007. Speaking through interpreter Fernando Treyes, a researcher at the Miami Beach-based Ocean Foundation, Barreras says relations between the two countries are so-so even when it comes to research.
The relations between Cuba and the United States on marine science aren't ideal, aren't exactly where we want them to be, but there have been improvements and we're excited about that in terms of the exchange between Cuban and U.S. scientists.
He adds that he thinks there needs to be more direct collaboration between governments, not just among NGOs, which constitute most of the Trinational Initiative. Today, Bill Keeney, a scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says that his agency is willing to start working with all interested parties on Gulf research, including Cuba.
We are committed to working with all our neighbors and particularly our Cuban friends to make sure that we improve the condition of the ecosystems that we are so dependent on. We in the sanctuary program look at our sanctuaries as being incomplete without working closely to help protect those ecosystems in Cuba and in Mexico.
Environmental Defense Fund lawyer Dan Whittle says that while the stalemate between Cuba and the U.S. has softened since the start of the Obama administration, there's a long way to go. He adds that Florida, especially the Tampa Bay area, could play a key role in opening up a dialogue between the two nations.
Tampa and Havana, or Tampa and Cuba, have a strong, deep historical connection. And, you know, there's a real opportunity for Florida to take the lead in building this bridge. Politics in Florida have been difficult, but we're beginning to see a change. And I think Florida can take the lead in, again, building a bridge between the two countries. Let's start with the environment, and let's see where it goes.